not too long ago, I had a vision, and it was of this long wall, and it looked really strong. It was made of stones, and the stones were all kinds of different sizes and shapes and colors. And at first, it looked like it was really tight, you know, nicely fit together, that the stones were almost like interlocking. But when I looked closer, I saw that some of the stones were loose and others had fallen to the ground, so there were actually gaps or holes in the wall. And immediately, I knew these stones, they symbolized people. Not just people, but believers, people who had known the Lord, and maybe at one point they were like joined together in a church or a body of believers meeting on a regular basis. But things had come about, and so some of these stones had fallen away. In other words, they were out of the wall. They had separated from a church or from a group who was joining together. And so that unity was broken. And I looked, and some stones looked like they had just maybe fallen moments ago, but others were kind of pretty well wedged into the dirt. And as I looked at this, I thought, wow, I knew that immediately in my heart, the Lord was calling me to encourage those who have fallen away. And it's one thing to fall away from an organization. It's another thing to fall away from a church, not attend the building, not hang out with the people that you were perhaps meeting with and praying with. And I just knew in my heart the Lord wanted me to encourage and speak, you know, like, are these the prodigals, Lord? But what it is to stir your heart not to fall away from the Lord. You know, people will always disappoint us. No one is yet so perfect. There's only one who's perfect, and he's the one that you don't want to fall away from. And I just felt so strongly in my heart that Jesus is calling each one of us to draw closer to him and not to seek what we're needing in the world, and not to have high expectations of other people and make demands on them. First of all, everybody seems to be carrying their own weight and their own situation, and they don't seem to have enough, whether it's energy or patience or love, to carry over into your life with your problems. And so I'm so stirred in my heart that, you know, there's a power in being joined together. There's a unity of, I don't want to say coming into agreement. We can talk about unity where everyone says yes and amen, and it's sort of an intellectual assent, or we're going to work things out in the middle, so I'm going to compromise this and you're going to compromise that, and praise God we got to some agreement. No, there's an inner unity of the Spirit of God, recognizing the Spirit of God in each one of us, you know, that kindred spirit, like we are of the same heart, we're of the same purpose, we're of the same mind, we want the same things. And I'm telling you, the things of the world, they're not gonna satisfy, they're not gonna provide. And we're talking long range. Sometimes you get a kick in the butt right away, but sometimes it's, you know, we're slow learners. Oh my goodness. But this word is truly to encourage you, and I wanna do a whole series or do our online messages, and it's times of refreshing. I wanna refresh you with the word. I wanna tell you it's not too late. I wanna say you need to be back in joined with others who can support, who can help, who can encourage. And that's what I'm about. I know the Lord has placed that in my heart to rally you. And that's why we want to have this online fellowship. We have precious people all across country. I mean, Iowa is so dear to my heart. And I just want to encourage people to rise up. The power and presence of God, He is well able to strengthen you and to give direction. And so right now, I break every spirit of discouragement, every heaviness, every darkness that is trying to just pull you away from fellowship, pull you away from interacting with like-minded people who love the Lord and will care about you and do pray for you. And so, Father, I just thank you that there is a freedom right now in this word. There are bondages being broken at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited because so many times I've seen the Lord stop and he looks at a field and it's like, what are you doing? And he just wanders around and he bends and he stoops and he picks up something and he looks at it with such love. And it's a stone and he'll brush off the dirt. And this is what he's doing right now. I promise you, the Lord is stretching out his hand and he wants to hold you. He wants to brush off the dirt and get rid of all the junk of the world. And he so loves us. I've seen him like hold these stones and just clasp it to his bosom, you know, next to his heart. And so be assured, although everything may be falling apart in your life, there is one who will not disappoint you. His love will not fail. His love will cast out all fear. And I just exhort you, I encourage you to just rise up now. And be strong in the strength and in the love and in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.